In the first din, he says B'siyose B'shim HaRambam. Why doesn't he mention the Rosh? The Rosh says it in so many words. Here it's B'siyose B'shim HaRambam. In other words, it's not Mifuresh. If it had been Mifuresh, he wouldn't have to say B'siyose B'shim HaRambam in regard to the first din. So why doesn't he mention the Rosh? The answer is, the Rosh, it is certainly that Tichoche is a Mechayev by itself of Nidu. V'oraya, the Rosh says, in the case of Rish Lakish, so had Rish Lakish pronounced the Nidu, while that Gavre, that trespasser, had been engaged in his Avere of Gezel, of Mazik, then the Nidu by Rish Lakish would have been Kedin. But Rish Lakish waited until that trespasser completed his Maisa Avere. So that's why it was Shalom Kedin. So why, if he had pronounced the Nidu, while the trespasser was still engaged in the Aveira of Gezel, then it would have been Kedin on the basis of the Choche. And he says so, that one, that Bezin can be Minade. I mean, any Shliya Bezin. So can be Minade. Can be Minade for any Aveira in order to prevent the Mais Aveira. So the Rosh is based upon the Choche. That's the reason as to why the Ramot doesn't say Rosh, because the Ramot doesn't pass like the Rosh. The Ramot passes that the soul Mechayev of Nidu is Mitamilse. So he has to say it, B'siyos B'shim HaRambam. On the basis of Mitamilse. Alright, now let's see the thesis. Ein B'nidu La'afor V'leklu Teimed Amrinu M'id Kotten Tu Tosa V'tu Tshor Pirish Le'al Hane Mila Liyem Minud Avu Nafkeru Se Adchal Shabtet Le'im. I mean, it's the same thesis that the Ramzat V'yesh Le'ima. There is a certain irregular word, So what does he say? I mean, what the Ran says in his name, that Haskora Shem Shemayim Vatola is based upon Tichoch. Haskora Shem Shemayim Vatola is based upon Tichoch. And what it's interesting, the Teisves, the Ran mentions the name of Teisves, like Mol, that's Tichoch. But he says two things. Kibim shenidu ze elei elo likapore bi'alme v'chashinen olof shalo yargileid v'haskir shem shomayim v'vatol. So it mentions kapore too. Why does he have to mention kapore? So we see that in regard, Teisves shita is that in regard to meitzei shem shomayim v'vatole, so they are two mechayvim of nidu. Not migamilse not. One is Tichoche and one is Kapore. What's Nafkemine between Tichoche and Kapore? Nafkemine is very simple. Now let's say, Rav Hune saw a certain woman being Meisei Shem Shomayim Vatol. And obviously it was Meisei, because all the Rishayim say, B'sheyik, you're not allowed to be another person. So that woman was a Mezido. Now, if it is because of Tichoche, so then why should Rav Hune, at the very outset, be another her for 1 minute? I mean, why should he waste time in pronouncing a needle? He has a simpler way, it's a much easier approach, just to talk to her nicely. I mean, explain to the woman that she should do tshuva, she should have charot elova and kabbalah habit, so he wouldn't even have to pronounce it. After all, I mean, the chachomim were certainly not disposed to be another people, so they were menade if it had to be done. But if there is a way to avoid it, why should they be menade? And according to many of the shenim, so every nidu involves chlole too. So why should they resort to nidu? So obviously there is a special halacha ligabe meitzei shemayim v'tolo, that if someone is meitzei shemayim v'tolo, so then Bezdin has to be minade the person for 1 moment, L'chol HaPoches, even if that person is willing to do tshuva right now, without being nisnad first. What's that purpose? That's not Tichoche. Tichoche means to correct, but the person is willing to change without nidu. So that's because of Kapor. That's because of Kapor. So that's why he emphasizes both. Kivim shenidu ze eni al Kapor ba'almi, v'chashinu nolov, shelo yargil oid, lehaskir shem shomayim levatole. Now the question is, why does he say, v'chashinu nolov, shelo yargil oid, lehaskir shem shomayim levatole? He already said, lekapore ba'almi. So who is interested in Shalayagi? The answer is there are two halachas. Let's say kapore mechayev. We have to resort to the kapore mechayev in case the masker sheishimar batoles says tells the chochem, I have charota. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it again. So still there has to be a nidu because of kapore. But if it had only been because of kapore, so suppose Rabune would be minade the woman, and then the woman wouldn't even do chuli. She would say, well, I need you anyway. Some might as well stay that way. So then we could say, if kapore had been the son of Chayit, so we could say he can be matter, even if she doesn't do chuli. Because after all, kapore, she already suffered. I mean, nidu itself is isur. It's humiliation. I mean, it's a stigma. Nidu is a big stigma. So then he says no. You have to kapore is a mechayev and tichoche is a mechayev. So because of the fact that kapore is a mechayev, even if that woman had been chizeh before the nidu was pronounced, Ravune would still pronounce the nidu. And because of the mechayev of tichoche, So Ravune wouldn't be mati until the woman behaves. That's why he mentions both. But not ligaments. But then there is one word, either it's not just an irregular word, or one word is missing. Ein ze nidu choshiv kafkirose vishor aveires lochilol of nidu shoachas. Now, so the it's Rebetzal Ramschburg. So he says, Tzolch leimar elu kishon. Alright, that's his correction, Rabbi Saul Ranzo's correction. Ein ze nidu choshev kaf keruse, elu kishor aveiris, lochilol of nidu shoachas. So in other words, if we accept Rabbi Saul Ranzo's correction, so then it's a big chiddush here on the Teisves. So Teisves is saying that Askora Shem Shomayim Batole is not unique. Afkeruse is unique. In other words, that Askora Shem Shomayim Vatole has the same status as any other Avere for which there is need. And the Mechayev of that is Kapore, Tichoche, not Migdamilse. But the only Avere where the Mechayev is not Tichoche, but Migdamilse, that's Mivazet on Tichoche. I mean, if we accept the Hagoye of Rebetzal Ranzo, he says, Ein ze nidu choshev kafkeruse, elo kishor Averes. Lochlo of nidu shachas, not 30 days, but so all averes is like maskir shem shamayim. All averes is like maskir shem shamayim, but and the only unique one is afterus. But I don't know whether this is the pshat. Maybe the pshat is first of all in the nidu. Now if we are so. If we are going to make a collection, so why do we have to put in two words? We don't even have to put in two words. We can be magia a little differently. So, ein ze nidu choshiv keaf kirose ushor averes, not lishor averes, but ein ze nidu choshiv keaf kirose ushor averes lochlolof nidu shoachas. So Mele ain't the need to choshiv kafkeruse. Or we can accept, I mean the lotion will not be smooth. We don't have to make any correction. Ain't the need to choshiv kafkeruse l'shor averes. Like all averes, afkeruse and all other averes are the same. So Mele it's lochelol of nidu shoachas is enough. We don't have to make any correction. But then the lotion is not so smooth. And it's more mistava that way. Because we find it, especially in Tesis Nidor, we find many times that the Loshen is not smooth. Alright. It's more mistava that way. Alright. Now, let's see the Rambam. How he passes. The Rambam, he says, Chavdalet Dvorim Minadines Odom. Minadines Odom. So he mentions Maskashim Shemayim Vatolo in the list. But besides being mentioned as an item in the list of Chodalet Dvorim in Hilchas Talmud Torah, the Rambam mentions this aloche, discusses this aloche in detail in Hilchas Shavuos. Now the Rambam mentions the Chavdalet Vorim of Nidu in Hilchas Talmud Torah, and so it's a miscellaneous list. I mean, one Avera, if he had to discuss it, so he should discuss it, let's say, in Noshim, and another Avera in Ezekiel, but still he discusses all of them in a miscellaneous way in Hilchas Talmud Torah, and he doesn't discuss each item separately in addition to that miscellaneous, the discussion of the miscellaneous list. However, in regard to Meitzishim Shemayim Vatole, so besides being mentioned in that miscellaneous list, he mentions it in detail in Hilchas Shavuos. Apparently, this Nidu is unique. Is unique. Hashemeya, so of course, this Nidu is certainly unique, according to all the Shemim, because there is a special aloche that even the person who hears and he's not the maskir, he himself is chayim. That's certainly unique. So the Rambam says, now let's see. In Hilchas Talmud Torah, in Perek Vov Hilchas Talmud Torah, Halacha Yud Aleph, so it mentions Hamaskia Shem Shomayim Livatole Oy Lishvur Bidivrei Havoy. But he doesn't say Oy Hashemeya Mishemaskia Shem Shomayim Livatole Oy Lishvur Bidivrei Havoy V'loy Midu. He just says Hamaskia Shem Shomayim Livatole Oy Lishvur Bidivrei Havoy. The Shemeya he doesn't mention. But then in Hilchas Shavuos he says now, and it's interesting that the Rambam mentions this aloche in aloche perik yud veiz mil cheshuiz aloche tes immediately after Zayin and Ches. Now, in Zayin and Ches, he mentions two aloches. In Zayin, perik yud veiz mil cheshuiz aloche Zayin. Ktanim shen yishbiu vein yedim tam ha-shuiz afal pi sheinon chayovim keifin eisei la'amid b'divreyem kidei lichanchon ul'ayim aleyem. Now, in all this Teira, so the Rambam passes, Kot Nech Nevelis in Besn Mitzum Lafris. So Besn can adapt. There is a fair policy in regard to Ktani, who are Ivir and so. In Besn Mitzum Lafris, but the Kabishwes, Besn cannot adapt. There is a fair policy. Hands off. So, Kevin is Ilamid Bidivrei. כדי לחנכון ולעיים עליהם, כדי שלא יינהגו כלסחיש בשבועס. ואם הוא ידובו שנשבויו או לבדובו שנעקות מיוח למד בי, אלו אם כי ניזק, כגן שנשבע שיוצאים, או שלא יחו בוסוס מהמרו בי, מקי סיובי וירה בי, וגיע בי, ומרים לי, שהותה שבועסי, כדי שלא יהיה רוגיל להוקיל ריש בשבועס. So there is something peculiar about שבועס, that בזדן is מחויב, to take the initiative, even in regard to Ktan. Then in Al-Khachesi says, Tzorich li zoya biktanim harbei, ulilamid lishenom divreyemes, bilo yishwe, kidei shel yiu regilim li shov atomit kiakos. Kiakos. Vizeh hadovo, kmo yichoyvo ala viseyem, val milamdit nekis. He doesn't mention it in regard to any other isa. He says it's a chayv, upon parents and teachers to inculcate emes and to be very strict in regard to shvuas, and in other words, even in regard to shvuah lemes. In other words, they shouldn't allow any children to be nishba, even alemes. Then, After Aloch Eches, is Aloch Etes. And he says, Hashemeya Askoras Hashem B'chaveirei Lashov, Oy Shenishba Lifonov Lashekea, Oy Shebirer Brocho Shenitzricho, Shueiver Shimneisei Shimadishem Lashov, כמו שביארנו בהלכס ברוכס, הרי זה חייב לנדסי. הרי זה חייב לנדסי. ואם לא ניתו, הוא בעצמא יהיה בניתו. So he says, השמיה הסקורס השם מפי חבי רלשון. Now, when the Rambam mentions, in הלוכה יודלת, so he says, al esrim ve'avo dvorim minadin esodom benish benish oveilem. So he doesn't say that everyone who observes another Jew doing one of these averes has to be minadin. He doesn't say that. Minadin, who has to do it? Bezdin has to do it. Of course, the Rambam says afil nidu kotin shevi Yisrael. So the pshat is that even Kotin Shevi Yisrael, but if he's an Odom Kosher, not if he's a Roshi. So, but if he's an Odom Kosher, even Kotin Shevi Yisrael is not a Lamb. But if he means Lishim Shamayim, and he's Minade someone who is Chayiv Nidu, so the Nidu is effective. The Nidu is effective. But not that every Kotin Shevi Yisrael is Mechuyev to do it. Here, so who has to do it? Bezdin has to do it. But if a Kotin Shevi Yisrael and Odom Kosher, Lishim Shamayim did it, so the Nidu is effective. Not that every Kotin Shevi Yisrael is Mechuyev to do it. Mashin can hear, so everyone is Mechuyev to be Menade, someone that is Meitzi Shim Shamayim Vatol. So he says, Hashimeya Haskores Hashem Mipichaveir Lashov, Oishinish Balufonov Lasheker, Oishibir Procha Shinitzricho, Shueiver Mishimneisi Shim Adishem Lashov, Mushebear Nobilches Roches, Harizechayor in Deisei, Vimlo in Du. So he himself is chayiv nidu. Hu be'atzme yehi nidu. So in other words, that means that there is a special, as far as the chodalit vorim are concerned, so the mechayiv of nidu is migdamils. But meitzi shim shemayim batola is not goruat and the other averes. Also on the basis of migdamils is chayiv nidu. But vis-a-vis meitzi shim shemayim batola b'meizid, there is a special aloche, b'tiras techoche. So since he's b'tiras techoche, so the chodale dvorim, he doesn't say that every Odom Yisrael, every Odom kosher, who means lishim shamayim, is mechuyev to do it. Bezdin, the chiyuv is upon bezdin, because migdamilse, upon whom is incumbent this obligation of migdamilse? Bezdin, not a yochid Yisrael. Bezdin has the chiyuv of migdamilse. Mashen ki techoche, techoche is most to everybody, to every Jew. He doesn't have to be a big time trochem, every Jew. Oh, but if he's not a Yisrael kosher, so then he's not shayach in that kind of techochem. As a matter of fact, it's mistava. Now, the Gemara says in Erechim, Reb Tarfon says it, Mo'ani, im yeish b'deir hazeh, mi shehou leichiach. Why? Because if someone will say to the other, tul kesem b'shinecho, so he'll say, so he might retort back many times, he'll be able to retort back to Kerom ben Benedach. So what's the pshat? That the mitzvah of Hachiach Techiach Samisecho is only incumbent upon the Chofetz Chaim. I mean, if someone is not such a tzaddik, I mean, the Gemara says, Mani im yei v'der hazeh. So in other words, I wonder how many there are in this generation. I'm sure that in his generation there were many, all the Chachmei Yisrael who are in that madrege. But not every Jew was in that madrege. But today, I mean, certainly. So that means that the mitzvah of Chiyach Techiyach Samisecho is a hilchas elim shiche. I mean, it's inconceivable. The pshat in Tmoani yesh b'deir hazeh mishyedei al Chiyach is, in other words, because techoche, a Jew is allowed to resort to force by way of techoche. In other words, a Jew is for kosher if he's in that madrege. So he's allowed, and maybe sometimes he's even mechuyev, to use force in order to prevent other Jews from avails. So to use force, and to use klole, and so on. So, memele, that is also, that is also an instrument of the Chochet. The force is an instrument of the Chochet. So in order to be authorized to use force by way of the Chochet, so he has to be in a special matrei. So if someone says it is not such a, if it's not so pure in his behavior, if let's say the Mechiach tells another person to kesem vishinecho, and the other person tells him to kiron beninecho, so then he's not madriga to be mechiyach. So what does that mean? That if somebody, let's say, is not a mechal Shabbos, but he's mizalzel b'tilas yadayim, so mele he cannot be mechiyach. So he's not mechuyach to be mechiyach. Another Jew is mechal Shabbos b'fahesye. I mean, doesn't even make sense. Why? Because people are accustomed, you know. If the mechiyach has any flaw, any avera, so they'll immediately retort back. So that emanates from the viciousness of human nature. I mean, so because they don't want to be mechiyach, but that doesn't mean that it has any basis in logic. So why does the Gemara say Mo'anim yei b'dei razeh mishnidei alechiyach shim yei marodom tul kesem mishnecho yeim alei tul keirom b'nech? I mean, this is not a Torah talk. I mean, tul keirom b'nech. The answer is the Gemara only has reference to stringent tichoche that involves force, hakoye, klole, or even nidu. Nidu is also force, nidu. According to the Rambam Shite, so every nidu involves klole. According to the Raibe, there could be nidu without chamte, there could be nidu with chamte, but the usual nidu that the Gemara discusses is chamte, so it involves klole. Klole is force, it's violence, it's verbal violence, klole. So, but derech techoche, it's muter. Derech techoche, derech mina milse. So there is a heter, there is no iser of klole. So mimele, when the Gemara says mo'anim yeish v'deir hazeh mishi yedei alichiyach, it doesn't mean mayu techoche, mayu gentle techoche, tell another Jew, you're not allowed to do that. So you don't have to be a Chofetz Chaim in order to tell another Jew, you don't have to do it. So then the mitzvah of techoche will never be fulfilled. It's only to apply, to meet out stringent techoche. Techoche that involves force, hakoye, klole, or even nidu without klole. According to the Raibe Chite, that's also force. In other words, you isolate the person. You isolate, it's like taking a person and putting him in a room. He shouldn't be able to go out. Well, isn't that Haromes Yad? That's Haromes Yad. So Mimele, if somebody will be Minade, a person who is not Chayav Nidu, he's a Merim Yad. He's a Merim Yad. Only thing is, it's Ptume Milse Baume. I mean, if he's not Chayav Nidu, so the Nidu is not Chal. So it's just verbiage. But if the Nidu could be Chal, so it's like taking a person and putting him in a room and locking up the room. He should be isolated. So that's Haromes Yad. So Mimele, but derech techoche, so one is allowed to do. So in order to be authorized to carry out this techoche, this stringent techoche, so he has to be in a madrege, the mirare. But if he's not, he's soil kosher, b'mrei mubin amilo, so then he's not in that madrege. But other techoche applies to everybody. All right. So this is what the Rambam says. Hashemeya haskoras Hashem mibchaver lashov. Or she nitch barufonov lasheker. Or she pira brocha she nitzrichu. She waver mishunese shim adishem lashov. Or she barum because brocha zare ze chayov in a deise. That's on the basis of the choche. But why don't we do it today? I mean, everyone hears how people are mishim shim shemayim batore. I mean, we don't do it. So first of all, today, unfortunately, the situation is such that it wouldn't be a measure of the Chochen anyway. I mean, there is so much of Keres. I mean, it wouldn't be a measure of the Chochen. But even if it could be, so one has to be in the Matrege to do it. Because to be Minade, that Nidu itself is Haromes Yad. So, but Haromes Yad is Muter, derech techoche, in certain situations. So, but he has to be in the Matrege. Today we are not in that Matrege. So, Vim lo Nidu, hu be'atzme yevididu. Vitzorich lahati reise miyad. Kidei shelo yei michshei la'acheri. Sha'arein yedeya shenidu. Then there is another girse. Sha'arein yedim shenidu. Inum yedim shenidu. They, So, but even if we are giving a shar in Yediyah Shenidu, so it has reference to the observer, the hearer, the Shemeya. The Shemeya. So he says, V'im lo nidu, so hu ba'atzmei yehibi. V'tzorich lahatir eisi miyat, kidei shel yimich shel ha'achiri, sha'arein Yediyah, arein Yedua Shenidu. V'im tima yudiyu, nimtziyu kolo'elom binidu, sha'ari lomdu ishena mo'ovo u'shvotam. Rambam is very marich. Now, the Rambam seems to be seiser himself. He says, "V'tzorich la'atir esim yad kedush v'imir shel achir, sharin yudeyahu shani yudua shani du." So the reason is why you have to be matir immediately. So the Rambam says that the halacha is that you have to be matir immediately. You are mechuyev to be matir this nidu immediately. You are mechuyev to be matir. So then he says, "V'tzorich la'atir esim yad." So in order to prevent the michshel, that's why he has to be matter immediately. V'im teima yudiyu, nimtzu kol eilam benidu, shar gomdo lishenu morovo, u'shvuosu. So what does it mean? So what is the business why he has to be matir? He has to be matir because to prevent the michshel, or because if he will not be matir, so then everybody will be in nidu. Because there are so many people who are maskashim shemayin latolo. Shemayin latolo. And mimele the shemeya who is not minade the maskia is also chayiv nidu. So if he will not be matia, that nidu immediately, so half of the world will be benidu all the time. So is that a reason? Or the reason nidu shouldn't be? Mirsh. So the plain pshat in the Rambam is because there are two alternatives. There are two alternatives. Either, in other words, you see, either because you see, the Rambam is not concerned about the fact that the guilty parties are benidu. If half of the world has to be benidu, all right, it's too bad. That's all. It's their fault. It's their responsibility. So it's not because of the hardship that will be sustained by the guilty party. After all this applies only to someone who is amazing. If someone is a sheikh, there is no halacha of nidu. Not even the maskia of a sheikh is chayav nidu. Halachas kama v'chamo the shemeya, who is a sheikh, is certainly not chayav nidu for not being minade the maskia. So it's only b'meizit. So if half of the world b'meizit is chayav nidu, it's too bad. So we don't have to be concerned about that hardship that will be sustained by half of the world. That is delinquent, so let them suffer the consequences. It's too bad. But the Rambam is concerned, I mean the Halacha, the Rambam is the mouthpiece of the Halacha. The Halacha is concerned with the hardship that will be sustained by the innocent people, by the innocent Jews. In other words, because if somebody is benidu, so that means that none of his friends, of his who usually associates with him, will be allowed to stand in his aldames. Now imagine if there will be 10,000 Jews who will be benidu. So that will entail a hardship not only for the 10,000 Jews who are benidu. We don't have to be concerned about them. That's their fault. Let them be shemle mitzvahs and yirei shamayim. But we are concerned about the hardship that this will entail for the innocent Jews, the good Jews. They will not be able to associate with 10,000 Jews. So it will be quite a hardship. So this is what Rambam says. So he says, V'tzorich la'atir esim yad, kidei shil yimich shil ha'achir, shil yimich shil ha'achir, shana yedir shenir. V'im tima yodiyu, im tzu kol elam benidu. We are not concerned about the hardship that will be sustained by the chetim, by the guilty ones. But we are concerned about the hardship that will be caused to the innocent Jews. So memeyle mimonev shech. There is, in order to avoid a hardship. So there are two ways to avoid the hardship to the innocent Jews. Either by not telling them you'll be benade the Shemeya and not tell everybody else that this Shemeya is benidu. So then there won't be any hardship because the innocent Jews will not know that this person, Mr. X, is benidu. But then they will be nichshel. They will mingle with him, understand his daladamis 100 times a day, and it will be Beisa. So that's not good. That's not a good situation. So what's the other alternative? what's the other alternative? To inform everybody and let that person stay in Idul. So then the innocent Jews, Israel and Sherim, will sustain such a hardship. They will not be able to mingle with anybody. There'll be very few left with whom they'll be able to mingle. So in order to avoid the hardship and not causing mikshu to Jews, so there is one way of pronouncing the Nidu and being matter the Nidu Mir. This is what Rambam says. So there is a special halach. He says, "Bamedu amirum b'shoyanish ba'azel me'avorich li'batol amazing." Avul yoshe yikli yoda shezo osea inichayu l'nedeisei. V'ani eimeya she'osa l'nedeisei. She'oi ona shakosuv shegeik el mazirei u'masre boi she'lo yarzen. She'lo yarzen shouldn't repeat this act. So you see that the essential element here that the Rambam discusses is not mikra milse, but choche. Shelo yarzeh. He shouldn't repeat this act. All right. So we'll look.
And the read another dinner about Mitzvah Shintumani Vator. Now, I mean the Mekiyah Yisef. Haskoras Hashem Omar, Haskoras Hashem Vator. Vidas agenim zal, not a read for the Mekiyah. Vidas agenim zal, the Oha Dina la Kinuim, who you saw in a day say, Livishova al Divri Tero, the Oha Amrinum Bitmur, as a Sham Lakeha Tero, Azor of the Mitzi Shem Nivator, the Oha Isabe Hamaduchte. Voha Isabe Hamaduchte, though in Sham Haidabne Kahishi, could be God warren. So he says, so Mekiyah says, Vidas agenim zal, the whole Adina Lakinuim, what you saw for a day, say. The fish over all the tail. So not only Shem, but even Kinuim as well. Then he says, because of it was out, near in Dvorim, she needu ze elobas koras Hashem. Oi bikinu, she lau dalet vichayetze min Hashem is hamichodi, avaloy ala maskir bilazu shol Hashem is, elogeyarim bay. Because of a Rambam, the hod the amrinon, who you have in day say dafke kishinskiro la tolo be mazit. Avloi bishege, kalogeyarim bay, umasrim bay shall yishne bikach. Because of all of a rit was out, near in dwarf, ulfize, haitze, hike boravine de mizida habe, behold she yotza ashkoras Hashem bishege, so chlaim a bor shenko in machusel lomboet, kmo shomro birushaum, mi shom a brocho shenitzrich. Now, so first he says, Vidas again is out, the Oha Adina Lakinuim, who you saw in a day say, with Vishova al Divetel. So, in other words, even Kinui. Then he says, Vichos of a rit was out, near in Dvorim Shemidu Ze Elobas Koras Hashem. Oi Bikinu shall all down with Hayetzi. Nashim is a Michod. Avaluya Maskir Milaz. So, you can explain the Mukiyesef in two ways. One way is that there is a Machlekes Hashem. The shita of the Gainim is that not only Meitzi Shem Shemayim Vatolo, Shem, that's the Shiva Shem Shem Mchokim, so he's Chayev Nidu, but even Kinuyim, he's also Chayev Nidu. Then, and that's the Gainim shita. And the Ritva shita is that while it's an Avere, even to be Maskir Kinuyim, like Chacham Bechana, but Nidu there isn't. He says, I mean, even the Ritva says, Elogea Rimbe. So, in other words, so the Machlekes is between the Gainim and the Ritva as to whether someone who is Maskir Ekinu, Rachum, Chanun, or Bishon Mishenes, the Rambam says in Ilches Sanhedrin that the Hashem Mishikirim are going like Kodesh Baruch, like God, or Almighty. I mean, so that has a din of a kinu, not a shem. Shem is a name that cannot be translated. A kinu can be translated, but a shem is a name. It cannot be translated. Not only shem is HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot be translated. Even shem is neyodom cannot be translated either. Now, for example, the halacha is that one can recite kriya shema bishon shem. It's a machlikes Rabbeinu Rabbonon. The halacha is like Rabbonon. Shema b'choloshen shat shemaya. So, if somebody recites Kriya Shema in English, so he'll have to say like this. He cannot say,
Hear, O Israel, the Lord is ours, the Lord is one. He will not be mikayim the mitzvah of Kriya Shema that way. He'll have to translate as follows. Hear, O Israel, not Israel. Because Israel is a name. So it cannot be translated. Israel is not Israel. Israel is Israel. You could say that it's almost the same sound, all right. But let's say Mitzrayim, and if you translate Egypt, so certainly will not be good, because Egypt is not Mitzrayim. Maybe, I don't think so, but one could argue that Israel is the same, has the same sounds as Yisrael. But I don't think so. So we'll have to translate as follows. If someone were to recite Kriya Shema in English, Hear, O Yisrael, Ad Hashem, that he cannot translate, is Elokeinu? Maybe Elokeinu, we have to say. I don't think that he'll be able to say is our Elokim, because our Elokim is not a real translation of Elokeinu, because Elokeinu is one word. When you say our Elokim, so it's already two words. So it will not be kakosu. So it will not be a real translation. So we have to say, Hear, O Yisrael, Ad Hashem is Elokeinu, Ad Hashem is one. But if we'll say, the Lord is ours, the Lord is one, he certainly will not be mekayem the mitzvah. Because a name cannot be translated. A name cannot be translated. In other words, Yitzchak, he will say, Isaac, it's not a translation. A name cannot. Only a word that has a meaning can be translated. But a name has no meaning. Even though the name originates in a meaning. I mean, Avram, all has a meaning. Yitzchak, or Hashemeya, Yitzchakli. I mean, Yaakov, he has a... So that's in the background of the name. But then it is a name. Once it is a name, so it cannot be translated. So that's the reason that's why the Rambam says that Hashem is Shekirim, Hagoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I have a din of Kinoim. So the Ritva says, so we could say that there is a machlekes Hashem, that the shita of the Gainim is that on Kinoim, Rachum v'Chanun, there is also a Chiyuv Nitu, Kinoim v'Atolo, and the Ritva shita is only on Shemis, Shiva Shemis in Mechokim. But Kinoim, there is a Nisal v'Atolo, but Nitu not. And maybe there is no machlekes, because sometimes Kinuyim are used in connection with the other Shemes, other than Hawaii. So in other words, you see, usually the word Kinu means Rachum, Chanuna, Chapayim, Rav Chesed, the attributes. But sometimes you find in the Shemim that Kinuyim is used in connection with, let's say, Adne, so other Shemes, not the Shem Hawaii. Not the Shem Hawaii. So, the Pashtus Haloshen is Vidas Aginim Zaldo Adin Ala Kinuyi No Yitzor. When they say that it means all Kinuyim, even Rachum V'Chanun, but it's not conclusive. Maybe he means the Ho Adin Al Kinuyim. He means not, because one could argue maybe only who is Chayiv Nidu only when one who is Maskil Shem Havaya Levatol, because Shem Havaya is Mochomo Shem Havaya than the other Shemes. But other Shemes, which sometimes are called Kinuyim. So there is no need. So he tells us that even the other Kinuim, the other Shemes, that are relative to Shem Havaya, are called Kinuim. Relative to Shem Havaya. But, I mean, what should be the reason for that? Because why doesn't the Mufiyesev say, Avol Arit was Al Kosav, Nirin Dvorim Shinidu Zele Baskoras Hashem? Why does he say, because of Arit was some Mele? You could argue that when the Mufiyesev says Vidas Aginim Zaldo Adel Kinuim, he doesn't mean Rachum V'Chanun. But whatever Pshat is the correct one in Mufiyesev, one thing is clear, that the Ritva says, Avaloy ala maskirei bilaz v'sholishenis elogeyami. Even though, why? Because sholishenis, so it's a kinu. Still, he says geyalimbe. So it's an isa. But the avere of being maskir a kinu levatolo is not as homo as being maskir a shem levatolo. But there is an isa. Now, so it is interesting that he says that the Megiyosef says in the name of the Ritvo, Avoloi ala maskirei bilaz oishol nishenis, elogearim bei. Elogearim bei. Again. So why does he say, Avoloi ala maskirei bilaz oishol nishenis, elogearim bei? Elogearim bei. In other words, a G-O-D. So that is gearim bei if he mentions that Levatolo. Why doesn't he say, Avoloi ala maskir kinuyim ki rachum chanun chapayim and so on? But he spells out the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Sholishet. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Sholishet. Now, Rabbi Kveiger in the Chuvas raises a question. He says, why do we say, now the Aloha is Sofi Pochas Leroch. Why? Because of the Yisair of Levatolo. So he says, now there is Aloha of Miyonim or Ochlim. Oma Bri, Rachmonim, Moradal Mekulim, Moradai Pite. So that works. So the Aloha is that no Broches. You don't have to say Davki Broshna Kedesh. You can say in Shol Lishenis as well. You can say in Shol Lishenis as well. So Mimele, so why don't we say that if someone is in Tzofik, whether it's Chayim Lebroche or not Chayim Lebroche, so why should we say Lehokim? Because of Sopik Broche, because of the Yisrael Broche Levatole, let him say the Broche in Sholi Sheitz. That's the Kash. So what is the Teretz? The Teretz is that there is, there are two separate issues. One is the Yisrael of Meitzi Shem Shomayim Levatole. Is the Yisrael of Meitzi Shem Shomayim Levatole. Another Yisrael is an Yisrael of Meitzi Broche Levatole. Now, according to Pesach and Rosh Hashanah, so the Yisrael of Meitzi Shem Shomayim Levatole is more chamur than Broche Levatole. Why? Meitzi Shem Shomayim Levatole involves an Yisrael session of Lekach HaTiro, that's a Gemara Mefresh, it's in Tmuret of Talet, and Broche Levatole, so the Gemara in Broche is Dafnun, Dafnun says that they really see so, but Pesach and Rosh Hashanah says that it's only an Asmach. So the answer is, then there is, by Broche Levatole, there is no Yisrael of Meitzi Shem Shomayim Levatole. Just as we are not even an Yisrael of Meitzi Shem Shomayim Levatole, every time we say Anu Zmires, even though Anu Zmires mentions the Shem so many times, because it's not Levatole, Levatole means Levatole. But when you say Shva, when you say Piyut, even though it's only a minute, and even if there hadn't been a minute, let's say suppose somebody will compose a new Piyut, it will not involve an Yisrael of Shem Levatole, because it's Shva. So it's not Levatole. So Mele, every time we say Shem Levatole, so we say Shvach. When someone says Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shakir Liyeh Midvorei, so he says Shach. So he says Shvach, even though he's not mechuyev in the Broche of Shakir, but he says Shvach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But midrabbanan, there is a special Yisrael Broche Levatole. Especially, that's according to Tavis, it's only Rabbonon, because the Rosh is Rasmach. But according to the Chinuch and the Rambam, it's a Rosh Gemure. It's not the Ikar Alav, but it's a Rosh Gemure. So then, there is a special Yitzhah of Broche Levatole. So Mimele, this is Bishol Lishenis. What's the kind? So there doesn't involve the Shem either. Is also Morad Al Mekule is only a kinu. Morad Al Mekule is only a kinu. All right. So the answer is true. If he'll say it in English, so then it will not involve the Isaiah. He'll say he will not involve the Yisrael of Shem Levatole, but there is a special Yisrael of Broche Levatole. There is a special Yisrael of Broche Levatole. So Mimele, he cannot say it in English because there is a special Yisrael of Broche Levatole. So in other words, so then we have to say that that Brocha the Yisrael of Brocha Levatola is a special Yisrael. It's not the Yisrael of Shem Levatola. So then the question arises, now he says, V'chol sheyotzo haskoras Hashem b'sheyit, tzorech leimah boruch shem frit machusel l'omboed, k'me sheomru b'Yerushalme brochas, mi sheomah brocha shenitzricho. So Yerushalme says, and the Torah mentions it, that if somebody made a brocha on a piece of pas, he made a brocha of hameitzi, then the pas fell down to the floor, and he cannot eat it. So it's a brocha levatole. So then, now, if he has to eat another pas, he'll have to make the brocha again, because his kavone was to make the brocha on this particular pas. So the melee, if this particular pas fell into the river, it fell on the floor, and he has to eat another piece of pas, so he'll have to make another brocha. This is the reason as to why if somebody is called up to the Torah and the Matriya shows him the wrong place and he says the brocha, then he finds out that he has to move it somewhere. He has to roll the Sefer Torah to somewhere else. He has to make the brocha again because of this halacha, because he was mischaving to say the brocha on this portion of the Torah, and then he has to read another portion of the Torah. So it's like saying kibrocha on one piece of pas, and then that piece of pas falls down to the ground. You say he has to eat another piece of pas. So the Yerushalmi says, so in such a case, he should say, Boruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Elyon. Now the question arises, if we are going to say, that brocha levatol does not involve any special Yisrael of its own, of brocha levatol, but the only Yisrael of brocha levatol, is an Yisrael of Shem levatol, as Rabbi Kiveir assumed in the Kashe. That was the Kashe of Rabbi Kiveir. Let him say the brocha misofik in Sholei Sheines. So it's not Hashem. So Hashem is shekirim hagoyim lakodesh boruch hu. So that is kinui. That is kinui. Even though the Ritva says that there is an Isa, even the Shemei Shekirim are going to Kodesh Boch. Apparently, the Rabbi Kiveir assumed in the Kashe that there is no Isa of Haskor Hashem Levatolo in regard to the Shemei Shekirim are going to Kodesh Boch. Because if he had assumed, like the Ritva says, that when one says even the Shemei Shekirim are going to Kodesh Boch, if he says it levatolo, so gear me, that means it's also gear me, there is no need. So it's not as chomo as Shem. So then there wouldn't be any kasha. So Rabbi Kiveir apparently assumed, not like the Ritva, that the Yisrael of Askor Hashem Shemai levatolo applies only to the Shemeis Shemuchokim, Shiva Shemeis Shemuchokim, it doesn't apply to Kinui. And Hashem Shekirim Hagoyim LaKodesh Baruch Hu, like G-O-D, so that is a kinu. So there is no Yisrael of Haskor Hashem Levatolo. So he has that kasha. Now, so the answer of Tevikas kasha is there is a special Yisrael, on Broch Levatolo. So Memele, since Alpedin, the Broche can be recited in Sholei Sheines, and if it's Levatolo, so it will be even the Yisrael. But then the question arises, so why does the Yerushalmi say that if somebody made the broche, Amitzalachem Noretz, on a piece of pas, and then it fell to the ground, and he has to say, so it's a broche levatole, so he should immediately say, Boruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Elyon Voed, if we assume, as Rabbi Kiveir assumed in the Kashe, that there is no special Yisrael of broche levatole, and the Yisrael of broche levatole is the Yisrael of Shem Shemayim levatole. So then we can understand. So if he says, Boruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Elyon Voed, so if he says it immediately, Tochke Nedibo, so that means the Boruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Elyon Voed is a shvach on the Shem Levatol. But if we are going to say that Brocha Levatol is a special Yisrael, and Behoraye, that Brocha Levatol is a special Yisrael, because according to the Chinuch and the Rambam, so by Mitzvah Shemayim Levatole there is only an Isares. Mashenkin by Broch Levatole they hold that it's not an Asmachte. There is a love of Lisiso. So we see that Broch Levatole is more homo than Shem Levatole. So what kind of a tikkun is if he says Tochke Nedibur immediately Boruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Elyon Voed? Boshin pri machusel un voet can be tikun an shem le matole. So if he says boshin pri machusel un voet, it's not matole because he says shvach an the shem. But if there is a nitzar vol matole, how can the shvach of boshin pri machusel un voet remedy the brach le matole? The brach le matole. All right, now. So we have to say one of two things. Either that by brocha levatole, so there is according to the Chinuch and the Rambam that there is a love by brocha levatole. So brocha levatole has two issues. First of all, if it is brocha levatole is a special issue. And the raya is from the chinuch. The chinuch shite is that by shem levatole the chinuch says in so many words that by shem levatole is iver an es, and by brocha levatole is iver alav of lisiso. So brocha levatole is more chomo than shem levatole. So that means that by brocha levatole according to the chinuch there is a special iser of lisiso. But every brocha levatole involves an iser of shem levatole as well. But then you'll ask, why should it involve a shem levatole as well? Why is it different? Why is it different than piyut, than anim zmiris? So we mentioned the shem in anim zmiris or in shira yichud. So we mentioned the shem so many times, the shem sheni nimcha, we mentioned. The answer is, because it's not levatole, it's shvach. So when you say, ein broche le vatole, yolz es ein schwach. When you say, Baruch hatoa, di shem, ala keinu malach oilom, shakoyim le yebidvore. So even though you don't drink water now, but you still say schwach, and the rebbeinu shal oilom. And the rebbeinu shal oilom. So, mimele, so why should there be an iser of leisiso? So it should be an iser of leisiso. The answer is, inoch name, every time a person says, ein broche le vatole, since a broche is not nita, is not nitenes to be recited levatol. Broche is nitenes to be recited over a certain occasion. That is the halacha of broches. You don't recite broches just like that. But there has to be a certain occasion to be mechayev broche. So let's say when you are in a famaychum, famashke, famreach, or certain occasion, certain riyas. And so is mechayev broche. So a broche is not nitenes to be recited just like that. So mimele, whenever you recite the shem, when it's not needing to be recited, there is an iser of shem shemayim vatole, and then there is another iser of broche vatole. According to the chinuch, according to Teisves in Rosh Hashanah, there is no special iser. There is no special iser of brocha levatole. On the contrary, midraise, it's not also altogether because it's derech shvach. But the other rishonim, achilik and teisves, they hold that even when you say brocha levatole, you are still aveir the iser of shem levatole as well. But according to chinuch, so brocha levatole has two isurim. First of all, the iser of shem levatole, and then also the iser of lisiso. But it always involves, brocha levatole always involves an iser of shem levatole. But you'll ask, so why isn't there an iser of shem levatole by piyut? The answer is, there is a haloche of v'hisil osecho. According to some rishonim, so the mokeya for halel midraise is the posik, v'hisil osecho. That's the shite of Rabbi Yoah Zokein. That's the shite of Rabbi Avrom Bnei Shel Rambam in his tshuve to Rabbi Daniel Abavli. He says that v'hisil osecho is the mokeya for a kiyum of halul midrais to say shvach. So memele v'hisil osecho implies that whenever you say shvach under the Bnei Shalom there is a kiyum mitzvah. So in other words, the Shem is nitan to be niska b'teir hashvach. It's nitan to be niska b'teir hashvach. There is a kiyum mitzvah.
So Mimele, there is no Yisra of Bracha of Shem Levatole. How could there be an Yisra of Shem Levatole if there is a Kima Mitzvah of giving Shvach? So when someone says, Anim Zmireis is not a simple thing, Anim Zmireis. So Anim Zmireis is Shvach LaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there is a Kiyum of Yisra of Secho. So Mimele, the Shem is Nitam to be said, to be Niska, B'teira Shvach. So it's not Levatole. Mashein Kein, but the Shem is not Nitam to be Niskar in the Tefes Abroche, in the form of Broche B'teira Shvach, unless there is a Chiyuv. There is a certain occasion where I'm a Chuyev. So it's not Nitam. So then, since it's not Nitam, and there is no Kiyuma Mitzvah of Yisil HaSecho, so Memele, there is a Nisea of Meitzishim Shemayim Levatole. So Memele, so that means, so the Pshat Yerushalmi is as follows. Mishomru b'Yerushalmi broches. Mishom ha'brocho shenitzricho. So then he should say Boro Shekut Machusel Omoed. But the question is, if there is a special Yisra, so how can the saying of Boro Shekut Machusel Omoed be Misakei? The Yisra of Olak, the answer is no. There are two Yisra. First of all, there is a special Yisra of Brocha Levatole. And that it could be Misaki. But every time he says a Brocha Levatole, since there is a Aloche, that the Brocha is not Nitenes to be said just like that. But it's Nitenes to be said on certain occasions. Unlike the Shem by itself. The Shem by itself is needed to be said any time because of the Gzeres HaKosuv of Yisil HaSecho. So Mimele, every time one says a Brocha Levatole, besides the Yisra of Brocha Levatole, he's also Iver, the Yisra of Shem Levatole, that is implicit in the Posik of Fesad Hashem Alek Yachotiro. So Mimele, Yerushalmi tells us that if somebody unintentionally said a Brocha Levatole, so he should say immediately, Toch Kenedibo Bor, Shekvi Machus Elum Voed, in order to remedy the Chol HaPoches, the Avere of Shem Levatole. He couldn't remedy the Avere of Brocha Levatole, but he could remedy the Avere of Shem Levatole. That's one way of explaining it. Another way of answering, of explaining that Yerushalmi is that even though the Gemara in Broches Daf Nun in Aleph says that when someone says a Brocha Levatole, he's able to see so. So now the Rambam, as I mentioned, the Rambam in Parsha Yisrei, he says that Meitzishim Shemayim Levatole is also able to see so. Meitzishim Shemayim, not like the Chinuch. The Chinuch Shita is that only Brocha Levatole, but Shem Shemayim Levatole not. But the Rambam Shita is that even Shem Shemayim Levatole. So Mimele, we could say, according to the Ramban, we could say very simply that Enoch and Ame, the whole Yisra of Brocha Levatole is an Yisra of Shem Shemayim Levatole. But if you say it Shvach, not al Tifes HaBroche, so then the Shem by itself is needn't to be Niska, B'teira Shvach. Because of the Zakos of Yisra Secho. So Mimele there is no Yisra. But it's the Shem is not Nitan to be Niske al Tevis HaBroche, in the Nusach of Ibroche, except on certain occasions when there is a Chiyuv, or there is a special Kima Mitzvah of Broche, like Shechiyonu on certain occasions, which is a Mitzvah of Rishus. So there is the Chol HaPoches, a Mitzvah Kiyumis of Ibroche. So that's why there is a Nisra of Meitzishim Shemayim Levatole, but according to the Ramban, so the reason is why by Brocha Levatole he is Eivir. The reason is why by Brocha Levatole he is Eivir. The Yisra of Resiso, because Shem Levatole is Eivir. By Shem Levatole is Eivir. But then you ask, so why are you allowed to say the Shem in Amizbiris? The answer is because the Shem is needed to say B'teira Shvach. That's a pill. Masha'inke in Broche, in the form of Broche, it's not Nita. So Mimele, he cannot say in English. Because if he's not Michoyev, so Mimele, it's not even needed to be said in the form of a Shvach, even in English. So Mimele, he'll be Eivir,
the Yisr. He'll behave with the Yisr of Brocha Levatol. He'll behave with the Yisr of Shem Levatol. Now, then something else. Rav Gvegia's Kashe is based upon the premise that on Kinuim there is no Yisr of Haskor Shem Levatol. But according to the Ritvo, even on Kinuim there is a Yisr of Haskor Shem Levatol. Only there is no Nidu, but the Yisr there is. So we can very simply answer the kasha of Rabbi Gvehia, because even in Shor Lishenes, if he's not Mechuyev, so even in Shor Lishenes, it has a din of Ikinu, there is also an Isa to say it Levato. There is also an Isa to say it Levato. Now, why does the Ritva say, Avoloya la maskiri bilazu Shor Lishenes, Elokei Arimbe? Why does he mention it only in connection? Only in connection with the Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shor Lishenes. Why doesn't he mention it in connection with Rachum and Chanun and Rachapayim and so on? So, the reason is why the Ritva mentions it only in connection with Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shor Lishenes, not in connection with Rachum and Chanun, so it could be because actually the reason is that there is an Iser of Shem Levatol, or even one can win. But the only reason as to why it's not Oseh to say the Shem, let's say, in Payet, is because but in Payet we are allowed to say even the Shem Amish, not only can win. Why? Because it's not Levatol. Because there is Shvach. On the contrary, there is a Kima Mitzvah of Yisil Oseh. So, Mimele, every time you say Rachum, so it's not Levatol. Because what is Rachum? Rachum is descriptive of the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So whenever, every time you say Rachum, in respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you ipso facto say Shvach on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Mimele, for the same reason that there is no Yisr of Meitzi Shem Shemayim Vatola, he mentioned in the Shem, in Anim Zmiris. Why? Because you say Shvach. So every time if you say Rachum, even if you say just Rachum by itself, so you say Shvach, so it's Ligora than saying the Shem in Anim Zmiris. Because Rachum is descriptive of the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you say Shvach. So that's only Shayach in respect to the Kinuim of Rachum v'Chanun. Because Rachum v'Chanun have a meaning. Masha'im ki, if you say, Livato, G-O-D, so Memele, that has no meaning. Because Al-Pedin is a Din of Ikinu, but it has no meaning. That's the Shemei Shekeirim Agoyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Memele, you don't say Shvach. When you say G-O-D, so then you don't say any Shvach. In English it doesn't have, in English it does not have any meaning. It does not have any meaning. So Memele, there is an Iser of Meitzishim Shemayim Vatol. So in other words, one has to be careful to say the G-O-D without Shvach. Unless you say, when you say, let's say, the Creator, or you say Almighty, so that has a meaning. Almighty means most powerful, omnipotent. So it has a meaning, so you say in Shvach. So it's like Rachum v'Chanun. So maybe it's not Levatole. But when you say G-O-D, so according to the Ritva, it's awesome. Now, but the nafkemine would be, we could visualize a case where someone would behave at the Isa of Meitzishim Shemayim Levatolo, even in connection with Kinuim. The Rambam, Kinuim of Rachum Bechan. When the Rambam mentions in Perikvov Milchestal Motor, Haloche
Halacha Yudalet, the Chabdalet Vorim, that Minadin is Odom, so he mentions Mezishim Shemayim Vatolet. So the Loshin Rambam is, Yud Gimel, Hamaskir Shem Shemayim Levatolo, Oy Lishvua Bidivre Havoi. Now what does the Rambam mean? Oy Lishvua Bidivre Havoi. When the Rambam means Lishaker, so he shouldn't say Divre Havoi. Oh, does he mean, so he means Emes. So if he means Emes, so why is it Oseh? Why is it Oseh? The answer is, the Rambam says, Hamaskir Shem Shemayim Levatolo, Oy Lishvua Bidivre Havoi. Nonsense. Let's say he talks nonsense, and he mentions the Rebbeinu Shalom's name. So then he's Eveya. The Yiseh of Maskir Shem Shemayim Levatolo. Even though he's Nishbal Emes. Let's say. He tells his story that he ate yesterday, he ate 10 times, and his friends don't believe him. So he takes a shvuah. It's emes, he ate 10 times yesterday, assuming that he ate. So he says it. So since he mentions the Rebbeinu Shalom's name in the course of his shvuah, that is lavoi without any purpose. So memele yizeiver de yiseh, of Maskir Shem Shemayim Levatol. He's even the Yisrael of Maskir Shem Shemayim Levatol. Now, so it's Mistaber. There is a raya, I mean, from the Yerushalmi. There is a raya from the Yerushalmi Shvuah, but I don't want to go into it. That even if someone will take a Shvuah and they'll mention the Rebbeinu Shalom's name, Nekinu, Rachum, Chanum, not the Shiva Shemesh in Mchotim. But if the Shvuah will be taken in connection with Divrei Avoi without any purpose, so he'll be a Meitzi Shem Shemayim Latorah. And even if he'll say Rachum, so when do we say that whenever someone says Rachum, he's not even a Nisea? If he just says Rachum, so Rachum by itself, not in connection with Shvuah, is nitten to be said. It's nitten because of the Kiyum HaMitzvah, of the Hisil Osecha. Basheim came if he says it in the context of the Shvuah. In the country of Shvuah, so there it's not written. If it's not written, so even though we say Shvach for the same way as we say Ligabi Brocha Levatole, in explaining the Yerushalmi, that when one says a Brocha Levatole, he's even the Yiseh of Meitzi Shem Shemayim Levatole, And the Raya is that the Yerushalmi says that if he reminded himself that he said Brocha Levatole, he should talk to the people and say Boshek with Machusel Moed in order to remedy the Shem Shemayim Levatole. He couldn't remedy the Brocha Levatole. He could only remedy the Shem Shemayim Levatole, not the Brocha Levatole. So the question is, so how does he, why should he behave in Yisrael of Shem Levatole? The answer is because it's not nitten. When you say in Anus Miras, then it's nitten. So when is it nitten to be said just in Shvach? But it's not written to be said in the context of the Broche. It's not written to be said in the context of the Shvuah. Or let's say, suppose someone will mention Rachum v'chanum in the context of Klal. Now, Hamikal lechot mi Yisrael, so he's chayev. So Hamikal lechot mi Yisrael. Does someone have the Rambam? The last chelik Rambam with the Sanhedrin. Amikal lechot mi Yisrael. So he's chayiv malkes. So when he's a chayiv malkes, only if he's maskir Hashem. So the Rambam says even if he's maskir Hashem, so he's chayiv malkes. But suppose one is mikal lechot mi Yisrael, and he's not maskir Hashem or kinu, in conjunction with it, so then he's not chayiv malkes. Now, the halacha is, v'nosi b'amchol yisoyer, be'eisi ma'ise amcho. But if somebody is mikal l'roshe, so then he is not even the love of Lysikal Kharish. But it's Idova Poshut that if somebody will be Mikale, a Rosh or an Akko, and he'll mention the Rebbeinu Shalom's name, even if he'll mention Ekinu, he'll be even the Yisrael of Meitzi Shem Shemayim Levatole. Because the Shem is not Nitten. There is certainly no Kima Mitzvah of Yisrael Asecho to mention the Rebbeinu Shalom's name in the context of the Kole. So Mele, since it's not needed to be Niska in the context of Iglole, so there is a Nisar of Meitzishim Shemayim Vatole. Even if he mentions Rachem Vichanon. And if he mentions that in Shvuye without any purpose, if he mentions that Nishvuye that he takes Likayimus HaMitzveh, so then it is Nitten, because there is a Kimal HaMitzveh of Nishbati V'Akayimo Lishna Mishvit Ezet Kecho. But if somebody will take Shvuye just for nonsense, so Mimele, even though it's Emes, so the Shem is not Nitten to be Nisker in such a context, so Mimele it involves a Nisker of Mezi Shishmayim Vatole. So even if he'll say Rachum, so he'll be Vadisa. And possibly, according to the Gainim, so he'll be Chayiv Nidatu. That depends what the Gainim mean when they say Kinuim, whether they have reference to the other Shemes, not Shem Avaye, or they have reference even to Rachum Echam. Now, the Rambam in Perek Chavov Milchas Sanhedrin, Haloche Gimel says as follows: Hamikalel Atzmei Leikek Moshikil Lacherim, Shenema Rishom Lecho Ushman Afshecho, Veyachod Amkal Atzmei Yechaveira Yoinosi Yoidayen In Leike Achi Yikalel Bishem Nashemis Kein Kyo Elikim Shakai V'chayitzbe Oy Bikinum Nakinuim Kein Chamum V'kano V'chayitzbe Hoyu V'uchayev Imkilu B'chol Akinuim כך אם כאילו בכל אושן חייב, שהשם יש הכירים בהם הגויים לקודש ברוך הוא, הרי אין ככל הכינויים. ויאורו בו ישבויה בו יקלולה בו ינידו. So the Rambam says, now the Halacha is that לאפשם במייסה אין לייקין אולף. לאפשם במייסה אין לייקין אולף. So the question arises, why is there Malkus for נשבל השקר and נשבל השור and also for מיקל חבירי? So the Yerushalmi Shvuah says the reason as to why there is Malkus for Shvuah Shekah Shvuah Shov, and that is mentioned now in the Gemara too, is because Kelinake Ad Hashem Lekach Yisrael Shaliso Shmuel Hashov. So Bezin Shalmaylo Minakim, Avol Bezin Shalmato Minakim. That means Malkus. That is mentioned now in the Gemara too, and the Yerushalmi Shvuah says, how do we know that Mikal Chaveri B'Shem is Chayim Malkus? Because V'hifro Ad Hashem is Makosecha. This is a Makosecha. So in other words, otherwise, there shouldn't be any Malkus. There shouldn't be any Malkus. Why is there Malkus? But why shouldn't there be Malkus for Mikal Chaveri? Because it's a Lavshim B'Mais. The Dibur is not considered a Mais. But there is a special Zerzakosu, V'hifro Ad Hashem is Makosecha. So it appears from the Yerushalmi in Shavuos that the Chiyuv Malkus is really for the Chiyuv Malkus is for the composite avere of Klole and Meitzishim Shemayim Vatol. For the composite avere, not just for Meitzishim Shemayim Vatol. If it had been just for Meitzishim Shemayim Vatol, so then every Meitzishim Shemayim Vatol should be Chayim Malkus. But the Chiyuv Malkus is for the composite avere of Klole Meitzishim Shemayim Levatole through Klole. The composite avere of Meitzishim Shemayim Levatole and Klole. So the Rambam says that if someone is Mikal Lechot Mi'Yisroel, or even a Satzme, with the Shem, even if it is coupled just with the Kinu, like Rachum Mechanun, so is Chayuv Malkus. The Raim is Chayuv. Omer Avrom in Aleike, Elo B'Shem Amyuchet. V'yoche yise b'yoroshal. He doesn't mean Shem HaMiyuchet Davke Shem HaVaye. Shem HaMiyuchet means the Shem Yishem Limchoki. So that's called Shem Yishem Limchot. La'afuke kinuyim like Rachum Mechan. So in Yisrael Kan Rambam. What does the Yerushalmi say? The Yerushalmi, all that the Yerushalmi says is that the Chiyuv Malkus for Mikal Lechot Mi Yisrael is based upon the combination of Klole
klol asachot mi Yisrael en meitzishim shemayim vatol. Meitzishim shemayim vatol es through klol. So there is a chil malchus. So memeila, apparently, the Ravid was chilek on the Ritva. The Ritva shite is that the Yisrael of meitzishim shemayim vatol applies even to kinuim. Shem shekeim akoyim la'angoyim la'konish boch. But there is no need. But there is an Issa. There is an Issa. Now Rabbi Kveyer and the Kasha assumed not like the Ritva. It seems that the Ravid agrees with Rabbi Kveyer. And the Ravid Chite is that the Issa of Meitzishim Shemayim Vatole applies only to Shem Meitzakadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't apply to Genuim. It doesn't apply to Genuim. Since the Yerushalmi says that the Chiyuv Malchus, that the Chiyuv Malchus, the Chiyuv Malchus, for Klole is the for the composite avere of Klole and Haskorah Shem Shemayim Vatole. So Mimele, when is a child that one should be Mechuyev Malkes by Mekalech Yisrael only if he mentions the shame of the Shemis HaMichodim, not if he couples the Klole with the Kinu, with the Kinu. But the Rambam Shite is to the contrary. Why? Because the Rambam Shite is like the Ritva, that the Yisrael, the Yisrael of Meitzishim Shemayim Vatole applies not only to Shemes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it applies to Kinuim as well. So then you'll ask, so how are we allowed to say Rachum Chanun? The answer is, in the same way as we are allowed to say the Shemes HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamesh in Alim Zmireis, because it's needed to be Nisker in the context of Shvach. So whenever we say a Kinu of Rachum Chanun, there is always Shvach. There is always Shvach. So Mimele, if he says so it's only shayach if he just says rachum, but if he says rachum in the context of klole, so then even though there is shvach, but the fact that you are maskir HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name or HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kinu in the context of klole, where it's not needing to be nisker in such a context, so that involves an iser of meitzishim shemayim vatole. So if you say it in connection with klola sechtil lasechot mi Yisrael, so mainly it constitutes the composite avere of klole and askorashim shemayim vatole. That's why it's high. But as far as the love of lesikal cheresh is concerned, so one would be able to love even without maskir a shem, even without being maskir a kinu. But love shem b'maise, so there is no malchus. But there is a special tzeres hakosuv of hifla the shemes makisecho. If there is the composite avere of klole and this haskorah shem shemayim vatole, then there is malchus. So according to the Ravid, when is there the composite avere of klole and askoras Hashem? Only when he's masked Hashem. Mashenkin, if he's masked just a kinu, there is no iser of askoras shemayim vatole. In other words, he's chilek on the Ritva. But the Rashid is a Rambam, he's like the Ritva. Yes, what is it?
Why can't we say in the Ravid that living Hebrews together is shown that it's very old to sign a composite law, except it's not a full law, except with...
Why not?
With askoras Hashem. Because we're together, we're shown that...
No, but kinu, if the Ravid agrees with the Ritva.
But this law is only Derech Hashem.
No, why should we say that? Why should we say that? If there is an Issa. You mean the Ritva? I mean, so the Ravid is chilek on the Ritva. You see that the Rabbi Kveyer assumed not like the Ritva, Rabbi Kveyer. So the Ravid is chilek on the Ritva. Alright, now we're up to the Gemara. Omar Rav Gidlo Omar Rav, Talmud Chochem Minad El Atzmei, Umeifel Atzmei, Umeifel Atzmei. Now, when I said the G-O-D is not Ishvach, I'm not sure about that. It could be that any name that is used in Shor Mishenis, L'Gabi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so by itself, it is Ishvach. That could be, but I'm not sure about it. All right. Omer Rav Gidlo Omer Rav, Talmud Chochem Minad El Atzmei U'Meifel Atzmei. So the Gemara says, Pshite. Mao the tail, a hobbish matter at some bisasuri in Komashmoron. Hey, Hedon, Kehodi Mazutre Hasside, Kimichae, Barbirav, Shamte, Mishamit Napshi Bereche, Behoder, Mishamit Barbirav, Vihaili Base, Shorel Napshe, Behoder Shorele, Behoder Shorele. Now let's see the Ram.
Talmid Chochem, Minadu Atzmi, Meifal Atzmi. Kosha Varash Bozal, Vidat Geichet Lehave Banid, Kihode Mazutre, the Midas Chsides Bealme, Mishum Yikra de Barbera, Have Mishamet Nafshi, Abo Kishenido Atzmi, Aldova Shoechayevol of Nidu, Loikol Imenu Lehater Atzmi. Vikshu Olov, Imke, Heichem Makshale Ashas, Pshite Mikame, the Hode Mazutre, Adarabe, Havu Memaramai. So the Rajba Shite is that when can a person be matri his own nidu? So only when he was minadi himself midas chasides, when he was not chayav nidu. So since it was a midas chasides, the self-imposed nidu, so mamele he can be matri himself. Mashein kein if he's chayav nidu, then the person himself who is nisnade by himself cannot be matri his own nidu. So, Avob Shinit al Atzme al Dova Shoy Chayo Lo Nidu Lekomen Atrasme. Vip Sholov, Im Kinei Chamak Shla Shas Pshite, Mikam Doma, Ki Hodim Mar Zutre, Ad Rabbe, Havu Lemei Maramai. So the question is, the Gemara said here, Pshite, if it is true, as Drashba says, that when one is Mechuyev Latzme, that one is Mechuyev Latzme, so, when one is really Mechuyev Nidu, so he cannot be Matalatzme, and Rav Gidl did not spell out in his memory, Talmud Chochem not Latzme, Mefalatzme, in a case where it's only Mitzad Midasides. So why did the Gemara say Pshita on the contrary? The Gemara should have the Kashi Amai. So true, then the Gemara says, Ki Hodi Mazut Rechside. But Rav Gidl Amarav doesn't mention in his memory that he has reference to the case where he's not mechuyev nid. Lefichach amru, the bechol inyan shemines atzmei, meifal atzmei, v'chein da'as ha'Rambam zal, v'firik zayin lechitam atele, v'royisi lemiksas mefoshi, shekosvu l'yasinan pshite, elohoche garsinan, u'meifal atzmei, kiho, u'limi, so the Gemara doesn't mask pshite, so then there is no kashe against Rashi, u'limi shigiris came, divra Rashi b'nechein l'mitayin. So we have a machlekes between the Rajbo and the other Sheini, as to whether when someone is not Atzme, in a case where he's Mechuyev Nidu, can he be Matir or he cannot be Matir? So according to the Rambam, he can be Matir, according to the Rambam in the Ram, and according to Rajbo, he cannot be Matir. All right. Kidei shol yistorchu b'nei beisi l'yischachet b'menu, u'miho mashma, diminu de'afu b'nei beisi ne'yag b'ni. So the Ran says, why was he matir the nidu immediately before he enters his house, in order that the nebayi shouldn't have to stay away from him? So in other words, so umihom ashma the nidu afilu nebayi say neyagim benidu. So that because there is a machlokes rasheni, the eloi maikayo lebayi. So why should he be matir himself? After all, the nebayi is not also to stand in his daladames. Nebayi sanatosa to stand in the lames. Actually, there are three shites rishonim. Four shites, I think. There is one shite that everyone is also to stand in the lames of the minute, even the minute's own wife. Then there is another shite that the wife, because ishtiki gufe, so it's like standing in her own lames. So Mele, the wife is not also to stand in the ladames of the minude of her husband, but the children are also. That's the second chite. Then there is a third chite that not only the wife is muteres to stand in the ladames of the minude, even the children. But other nebayis, suppose he has many nebayis. Let's say there are many people who stay in his house all the time. They are also. And then there is a fourth shite that not only the children, but all the nebayis, in other words, even strangers, if he keeps in his house strangers, so they too are allowed to stand in his altamis. So actually, there are four shites. So he says, "Umiho mashma, diminu de afilut nebayis in neyagim benidu. Diloi maikai lebayis miu arai bezal kosal." That even though the children are also to stand in the altamis, but the wife not. Di ishtein chayevis linek benidu. Vitaile di milse mishim di ishtiki gufe. Vitaiklo, mi di boilom, mi ferik veilom, mi dalche. Mi nude mau bitash mishamito. Di mishte chayeves, li minik beinidu, maikim boilom, pshite da filo kiro baalmo osa.
Elovada is the mutares. So the shayla is maybe the menuda mitzad avelus is also mitashmish amito, but mitzad the isha herself. So there is no avere because she's allowed to stand in his alamas. We have shalitris raizu, but there is a shittes of shemim that even ishte is asura to stand in the alamas of the menuda. So what do they do with the abay of the gemara of menuda mitashmish amito? We have shalitris raizu. The afilu intim salayim al ishte chayeves lemek benidu. Mishkachas lilai baye b'minude lira acheres sheni minude lira. Afilu roche hu atzme minude hu v'imise di minude oser bitash v'shamito hu atzme oser bitach aval pi sheishte muteres aval pi sheishte muteres. So the Ran says there is no raya mochachas from that gemara. We can say that everybody is oser to stand in the damas of the minude, even the minude's wife. So why can there be? How can there be a babaye where the minude is muta b'tash v'shamito or not? He should be also b'tash v'shamito because of the iser of his wife. He'll be machshir his wife in the iser of standing in his dalames. So that can be visualized in connection with the case of minude liracheresh and minude liirei. Now there is a gemara. The gemara says he made cotton minude liracheresh and minude liirei. Now what does it mean minude liracheresh? Minudle acheres means that, let's say, that if a person is a regular resident in town number one, and then he visited town number two, and he acted and he talked very disrespectfully to the inhabitants of town number two. So then the inhabitants, the tzibur of town number two, have the zchus to be minadi. Why? Because there is, besides the halacha of kovid abrius, first of all, there is a halacha of kovid abrius that every person is mechuyev to be nei kovid in every other person, whether he's a Jew or is not a Jew. That's the halacha of kovid abrius. So I mean that is the drosh in the mechilte v'lisale. Rashi mentions it. V'lisale v'malei salmis bechiyah shalusigole al voschol. So the Mechilta says, "V'aridvorim kalochemer, u'ma avonim halolu sheim b'emdas lehakpid al bizyenon."